The Gemara in Daf Tesa Mid Aleph is discussing the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara says that it was done during Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is one of the days where the Chinuch took place, and the Gemara says that Oseh Shana Lo Oseh Yisrael Yom Kippurim. That year, they did not keep Yom Kippur. They ate on Yom Kippur, they're Mechanech, the Bayis on Yom Kippur, and it was in a way it was Deichi Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says. And the question is, why did they do this? Why was it necessary to have the Chinuch Bedafka during Yom Kippur? Why not do it another time? Why didn't it have to happen during Yom Kippur? And there's a beautiful hesber from Rabbi Ram Luftvir, the son-in-law of the Arsameach. This is printed in a letter in the beginning of the Sefer Zera Avram. From Rabbi Ram Luftvir, he says the following hesber, which his father-in-law of the Arsameach was masking to him. He said that how does the chinuch Beis HaMikdash work? How are you mechanuch Beis HaMikdash? So we know the klal is called Akelim Shasa Moshe Avidasan Mechanchasan Mishichasan Mechanchasan Mikam Veilach Avidasan Mechanchasan. The Darius, the way you're Mechanach Kelim, and Mechanach Mikdash is through Avaida. When you use a certain Kelim, you use a certain Binyan, that is what's Mechanach it. That makes a Roy La Avaida. So he says, the whole base of Mikdash, it can be Mechanach any day. You use the Mizbeach, you use the different areas of the Mikdash, and that bringing the Karbanis and using it, using all the different Kelim, using the Menorah, will be Mechanach it. But the problem is, how are you Mechanach the Kodesh HaKadoshim? How are you Mechanach the Aron Ben Habadim? That area, that is something which was never ever used during any time during the year except on Yom Kippur. The only time it was used as on Yom Kippur, and therefore the only way it could be nischanach is by doing the avodah on Yom Kippur, and that's the only way the chinuch could take place. So Mimeli says it was for that reason that they bedavka had to do the Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur, because that way you could be mechanach even the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even the Bein Abadim, because otherwise it would be impossible to be mechanach it, and that's why the bedavka made sure that the chinuch took place during Yom Kippur. And I think lefi this, it could be miyashiv a kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha in Tainus and Daf Chavav, the Mishnah over there says in the end of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the fourth parak, in Daf Chavav and Beis, it darshans the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It says, B'yom chasinasa, b'yom simchas libay, b'yom chasinasa is a matan Torah, b'yom simchas libay is a binyan Beis HaMikdash, yibana mehem v'yameinu. So it says that b'yom simchas libay is referring to the binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Bar Tanur over there says that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that Yom Chasunasa, took place on Yom Kippur. The Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash happened on Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. That's what the Rav says, Bar Tanur. So the Marsha over there asks, he says, Lo Shamanu, he says, I didn't find anyone in Chazal that we find that the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash took place on Yom Kippur. Where does the Rav get this from? He doesn't know what the Makkah of the Rav is. And the Marsha, Zachar Pala, the Achanim asks us on the Marsha, what do you mean you don't find anywhere in Shas where the Chinuch took place on Yom Kippur? It's a Befesh Gemara right here in my cotton, Daf Tes, where the Gemara says that Chanukah Zabayas took place on Yom Kippur. They didn't make Yom Kippur that year. It's clear that it took place on Yom Kippur. What is the Marsha asking? It's Tamuah, Lachar, the Rav is saying, is our Gemara over here, Befesh Gemara. Now, Lachar, the Pshan of the Marsha is, the Marsha Avada knew our Gemara. He understands that, yes, the Chanukah Zabayas took place on Yom Kippur, but it wasn't only on Yom Kippur. It was for 7 days before Sukkot. So one of those days happened to be Yom Kippur, but it's not a. It's not that the Chanukah Sabayis took place on Yom Kippur Bedavka, it was just one of many days, so that doesn't justify using the Lashon that the Chanukah Sabayis happened on Yom Kippur, and that's really where he's coming from in his Kasha on the Bar Tanur. So if that's the case, what's the Pshat on the Bar Tanur? Where do you find, Taki, that something unique, something special happened on Yom Kippur more than any other day? I think, Lefi Lezvara, Rabbi Avram Luftvir, it is Miyashav Heita, because Lefi him, it comes out that yes, every day was part of the Chanukah Sabayis, but until Yom Kippur came, the Chanukah Sabayis wasn't complete, because there was that one Makom that was in the Schanach, that's the Ben Habadim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When was the Chanukah Sabayis Nishlam? When did it have its full Chinuch? That was on Yom Kippur. Kippur was the day that it was Nishlam, that was the Gemara Chinuch, because that was the day when they were able to Mechanach, even the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore in a certain sense, that you could say that the Chinuch was Nishlam on Yom Kippurim, that could be the Beer and the Bar Tanura to answer the Kasha of the Marsha, I'll pee this Yisoid, this Hezbeh from Rav Avraham Luftvir.